Our scripture reading today comes from one passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Let's read these words, and then we want to raise a question about this verse, and we want to talk about what this verse means and what this verse does not mean. So let's begin by reading and setting these words in our minds. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Now, it's that first set of words that we want to spend our time on today. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. What does this mean? Why did Paul say this? Is he saying that baptism is not important? And even more importantly, is he suggesting that baptism is not even necessary? As always, when we're looking at a passage of Scripture and we're trying to figure out what it means, the context is the key. There are two different levels of context that are relevant to this passage. First of all, the overall context of the Bible. And that simply means that we're going to look at what the rest of the New Testament says about this subject. Because the Bible doesn't contradict itself. And whatever Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 17 is in harmony with what the rest of the Bible teaches. And then we're going to look at the context of this particular verse. And we're going to look at what many people refer to as the immediate context. We're going to look at the setting of this statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, because if you just lift these words out of the context and read them by themselves, then you may come away with the wrong idea about this passage. So first of all, let's look at the overall teaching, the overall context of the Bible about this subject. Paul said in this verse, "Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Let's look at what the rest of the New Testament says about this subject, and let's start with Jesus. In Mark 16, verse 16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." In John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus also said, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So in both of those passages, Jesus shows that baptism is essential. Let's go next to Peter. And in Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Peter says that in order to have remission of sins, we have to repent and be baptized. Later, the same apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, that the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. So Peter also taught the necessity of baptism. Now then, let's go to Paul himself. Since Paul is writing here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, let's go to the Apostle Paul and his example. Paul was told that he had to be baptized. In Acts 22, 16, Ananias said to him, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Baptism, then, is necessary for the washing away of sins. So Paul then was baptized, and his sins were washed away. Later, Paul wrote in Galatians 3, 26 and 27, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." In Titus 3, verse 5, Paul said that God saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The washing or the bath of regeneration is baptism, which is involved in being born again. In Ephesians 5, verse 26, Paul also wrote that Christ sanctified and cleansed the church with the washing of water by the word. And the washing of water there again refers to water baptism. So the overall context of the Bible makes it clear that baptism is necessary for salvation. So whatever Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, he is not denying that baptism is necessary. If he did, he would be contradicting the rest of the Bible, and he would even be contradicting himself. And Paul did not do that. Now then, let's look carefully at the context of 1 Corinthians 1, verse 17. The problem was that these Corinthians thought too highly of men, including the Apostle Paul. And with that in mind, let's go back to verse 12, where Paul said to these Corinthians, "Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ." To rebuke them, he said these words in verse 13, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Now notice that last question. And the answer to it, of course, is no. Were you Corinthians baptized in the name of Paul? Why, of course not. And what Paul is saying is this: it didn't matter if Paul or somebody else baptized them. Being baptized by Paul may have meant something special to some of these people, but it did not give them any more spiritual benefits than if they were baptized by somebody else. The important thing is that they were baptized, not who baptized them. And because these people put too much emphasis on men, Paul says these words in verse 14 and following. Notice very carefully. He says, "I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius." Paul said it was a good thing that he didn't baptize any more than he did. Now notice very carefully some facts about this. In Acts 18, verse 8, the Bible says that many of the Corinthians hearing and were baptized. When Paul went into Corinth and he preached the gospel, the Bible says that many of them were baptized. But here he says that he only baptized personally a few of those people. So if many of the Corinthians were baptized when they heard Paul's preaching, and Paul himself only baptized a few of those people, there's only one conclusion. And that is that somebody else or some others did most of the work when it came to physically baptizing people. And so in verse 15, he tells us why that he was glad that he didn't baptize any more of them than he did. You see, he doesn't say in verse 14, "I'm thankful that no more of you were baptized than were." He says, "I'm thankful that I didn't personally do the baptizing." Why? Well, because in verse 15, "lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name," so that they wouldn't claim to have been baptized in Paul's name. That's how much they were focused on men. And Paul says, "I'm glad that I didn't personally do any more baptizing there than I did," because the tendency among these people was to put too much emphasis and to give too much praise to men. And you can just hear some of these people saying, "Do you know who baptized me? The Apostle Paul." And Paul is telling these people that that's not the important point. The important thing is that they were baptized. And in verse 16, he adds, "And I baptized also the household of Stephanas." He mentions them again in chapter 16, verse 15 of this book, and gives an interesting statement about this family. He says that they were addicted to the ministry. So Paul says, "Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other." Paul said that he couldn't remember if he baptized anybody else, if he baptized anyone else. And we have to remember that Paul had been to dozens of places. He had baptized many people. So he had a lot of people that he would have to remember, and he simply says, "I can't remember." Even though he was inspired, he didn't remember everything. And that is why he said what he did in verse 17. He's saying in verse 17 that it didn't matter who did the baptizing as long as the people were baptized. And he's saying here that his main work was to preach the gospel. other disciples could do the baptizing. And remember, folks, this would be a physically demanding work. If Paul preached the gospel, and let's say that there were 50 people who wanted to be baptized, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. We know that he did have a physical ailment. Of whatever sort it was, it would be an exhausting thing for one man to baptize 50 people. So the Bible says that Paul's main work was to preach, and other people who were with him could do the baptizing. Now then, with all that in mind, let's go directly to verse 17, and let's zero in on the very words that Paul speaks. He says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." This is a sentence structure that is very common in the Bible. And it's used to take the emphasis off of one thing and to place it on another. Let me give you a few illustrations, a few examples of this structure. In John 12, verse 44, Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me." How is it that Jesus could say, if you believe on me, you don't believe on me, but on the one that sent me? Well, it must mean that if we believe on Jesus, we're not only believing on Jesus, we're not just believing on Jesus, but we're also believing on the one that sent him. That is God the Father. That's understood by the very way that he words this. Here's another example. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7, God told Samuel not to be discouraged because the people had not obeyed his voice. Because God said, "They have not rejected you, they have rejected me from being their king." Well, of course, in a way, the people did reject Samuel from being their king or being their leader. But they didn't just and they didn't only reject Samuel, they rejected God. And what he's saying is that they didn't so much reject you, Samuel, they especially rejected me. So he takes the emphasis off of Samuel and he places it on himself. Now again, this is very common in the Bible, and that is exactly what we find here. Paul is taking the emphasis not off of baptism, but he's taking the emphasis off of his doing the baptizing personally. And so the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, that Paul said, "For Christ sent me not to baptize." That simply means he didn't just send me to baptize. He didn't so much send me to physically, personally do the baptizing as he did to send me to preach the gospel. This does not mean that Christ did not in any sense send Paul to baptize. It cannot mean that, because the Great Commission says, "To go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28, verse 19. What it means is that Paul did not have to physically do the baptizing himself. Other people could do that. Paul's main work, as he says in this verse, was to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.